Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The first baseman, Carlos Quintana. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The DH, Phil Plantier. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finley. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Finley steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finley moves to third. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilak is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plantier takes first base on ball four. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Finley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Quintana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña takes first base on ball four. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peña. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Peña steals second. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana is 0 for 1 in the game. Quintana hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. Horn hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsilac hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orsilac moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melvin strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plantier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Plantier is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peña takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Reed reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. Peña goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jose Bautista now pitching. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana is 0-for-2 in the game. Quintana hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plantier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Plantier hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. Horn hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsolac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Peña is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana is 0-for-3 in the game. Quintana hits a fly ball into left field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a line drive towards the mound. Boedeker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Ripken moves to third. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Murphy now pitching. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Sam Horn. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Finley moves to third. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Joe Orsilac. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finley scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing left field. Mike Devereaux now playing center field. Jeff Ballard now pitching. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Phil Plant. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Peña is walked intentionally. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana is 0-for-4 in the game. Quintana takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quintana moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hewlett. Quintana scores. Boggs moves to third. Burks moves to second. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Kevin Romine pinch hits for Mike Greenwell. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Burks scores. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing left field. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Ripken moves to second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Finley hits a fly ball into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.